Multiple regions of nonthermal quasi-periodic pulsations during the impulsive phase of a solar flare, by Yingji Luo et al. Flare-associated quasi-periodic pulsations QPPs in radio and X-ray wavelengths, particularly those related to nonthermal electrons, contain important information about the energy release and transport processes during flares. However, the paucity of spatially resolved observations of such QPPs with a fast time cadence has been an obstacle for us to further understand their physical nature. Here, we report observations of such a QPP event occurred during the impulsive phase of a C1.8 class eruptive solar flare using radio imaging spectroscopy data from the Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array (VLA) and complementary X-ray imaging and spectroscopy data. The radio QPPs, observed by the VLA in the 1 to minus 2 GHz with a sub-second cadence, are shown as three spatially distinct sources with different physical characteristics. Two radio sources are located near the conjugate footpoints of the erupting magnetic flux rope with opposite senses of polarization. One of the sources displays a QPP behavior with a 5S period. The third radio source, located at the top of the post-flare arcade, coincides with the location of an X-ray source and shares a similar period of 25-45s. We show that the two oppositely polarized radio sources are likely due to coherent electron-cyclotron maser (ECM) emission. On the other hand, the looptop QPP source, observed in both radio and X-rays, is consistent with incoherent gyrosynchrotron and bremsstrahlung emission, respectively. We conclude that the concurrent, but spatially distinct QPP sources must involve multiple mechanisms which operate in different magnetic loop systems and at different periods. This was multiple regions of nonthermal quasi-periodic pulsations during the impulsive phase of a solar flare, by Yingji Luo et al.